closer.
To me, a perfect relationship is someone that leaves no doubt in your head about anything you have to do. You don't have to worry about if they're going to be there, if they're going to lie to you, or none of that.
Yo, what's up? This your boy, Descartes, once again reaching out to y'all, ladies and gentlemen, from behind these prison walls here in Chicago, Illinois. Hey, that's a good question. What I think about how can I define a perfect relationship? Well, first and foremost, I think a person needs to take time to be friends first, get to know your other half, you know. And I think a relationship is all about balance. You have to have balance, good communication, and good understanding, and also boundaries. Sometimes we get into relationships and we don't know about boundaries. Just because you're my woman, that doesn't mean that you don't have boundaries of your own. And I love a woman that has her own identity, meaning that we have to support one another. If I have a career, say for instance, if I have a career that I'm chasing, I would prefer and expect my woman to help me and guide me through that. And so when I become successful, now it's my turn to support her and her endeavors, you know what I mean? So I think it's all about understanding boundaries, you know what I mean? Knowing that a woman needs her space, a man needs his space, but that doesn't mean going outside the household. You can do anything. I can go in the backyard and just enjoy myself, a cigar or something if I was to smoke, but no, a drink, some wine or something, you know what I mean? Just get away for a minute, you know? And I believe also date nights. I also have a long time with your other half, and having date nights is perfect. And also, keep people out your business. That goes for family members and friends. Do not, you know, you can always take in advice, but never finalize on somebody else's thoughts. You know, I think it should be, if you have a situation, I think you and your woman need to, or man need to sit at the round table and just say, hey, this is what I don't like, and this is what we need to change about this situation. So, once again, understanding, and life would be good. But I hope I answered all that question. Once again, I'm a nervous wreck. You know, this is my first time on here. But like I say, I'm enjoying this. So, yeah, keep coming with the questions. I'll simply mingle. All right, Juan.
Hi, this is Josh. And a perfect relationship to me would be about acceptance, understanding, and celebration. Let me explain. A free will partner would have to understand and accept and understand that prison places extra barriers and obstacles onto the relationship. And they must also understand that in prison, everything is black and white, cut and dry. There is no middle ground. We're told when to eat, when to shower, our meals passed out at a certain time every day, and et cetera, et cetera. There's no middle ground at all. At the same time, though, the incarcerated partner would have to accept that the free world moves at a mile a minute, and the free world partner will have many other obligations besides waiting hand and foot on the incarcerated partner, which leads to them have to have an understanding that in the free world, there are many gray areas and plenty of middle ground with all kinds of stuff happening in a mile-a-minute life. Well, with those two things sorted out, a perfect relationship would be one of celebration. Both partners could celebrate that while each other may not be perfect, humans, that they are perfect for each other, which is a totally different thing. If and when you could find that, you'll know it. The other person's smile will make your heart melt. Their laughter will make you dance. Their touch will set your skin on fire. And you will know that together you can accomplish and endure anything that y'all come across. I hope you can find that one day. May you be blessed and safe out there.
The perfect relationship is someone to be there for you no matter what. Make someone smile when they feel down, or just smile. You know, always be true for one another, and no matter how far apart you are from one another, that you're always there for each other no matter what, in any form or way. Perfect relationship will be someone that will never give up on you. No matter how down you are, they're always there. No matter what, they're here for me. I'll be there for them. So I'm looking for you to come talk to me, friendship and otherwise. Hopefully more someday, but friendship right now to build on it. I want to build a friendship before I get into a real relationship.
A
perfect relationship? That's a hell of a question. A perfect relationship has to deal with building. You have to be willing to accept. You have to be willing to love. You have to be willing to understand what love is. You have to be willing to provide that patience, that time, that attention to gain clear understanding to what you're trying to accomplish. A perfect relationship can never be perfect without work. And so there is no such thing as a perfect relationship. You can build a perfect relationship, but you cannot just jump into or define a perfect relationship without any activity whatsoever. You see, so within the confines, within the processes of the Nation of God's Nerve, which I'm a 5%er, we use supreme mathematics. And supreme mathematics does a thing, does what you would call knowledge. This is the first one. Knowledge is number one. And knowledge is to look, listen, learn, and be observant. Knowledge is the foundation to all things in existence, right? The black man is the knowledge. Just as the sun is the foundation for our solar system, the black man is the foundation for his family. Knowledge is the first step towards righteousness and the science to everything in life, which is love, peace, and happiness. Then number two is wisdom. Wisdom is the manifestation of knowledge. Wisdom is wise words spoken by a wise black man. Wisdom is the purified ways and actions one uses to make their knowledge born. The black woman is known as the wisdom because she reflects the light, knowledge, of her black man unto the stars, which are the babies. Wisdom is to speak on what you know, right? And so with that said, you know, you have to understand what you're doing. You know, you're bringing a man and a woman together, and that's the relationship in which we, throughout nature, throughout our culture, throughout life, we were granted that relationship, period, from Jump Street. So we have to be observant, we have to sit, we have to have patience. We have to build. You understand? We have to let our purified ways and actions describe what, to us, our clear understanding of what love is through the knowledge that we acquire. So therefore, what we learn, what we sit, look, listen, learn, and be observant to is the other person and their purified ways and actions, and as well as they do the same with us and accommodate themselves to our purified ways and actions. So with that said, there's a whole lot of thing about a perfect relationship. So a perfect relationship is something that we have to build. My ideas and concepts and beliefs about a perfect relationship is that you are allowed the time and the patience to build a perfect relationship. What is it that you want? What is it that you're looking for? And are you willing to go get it, no matter what the circumstances or where you're at? All right, and there's more to this, but I have to go right now, and I will be talking to you soon. I will be adding on to it. All right, take care. Peace.
Hi, this is Lynn, and yes, I would like to respond to what I believe a perfect relationship is. I don't know if you want me to respond right now, but as a synopsis to it, I think a perfect relationship is a relationship filled with communication, care, affection, understanding, true understanding, which means you actually take the time to try to understand your significant other and everything else that comes, the bad, the hardship, the sickness, you know. That's a perfect relationship. When you can deal with all those things and truly, truly want to take on all those things with a person, their education, their thought process, their political beliefs, their religious beliefs, their family members, their flaws, their everything, that's a perfect relationship when you're willing to take on all of that and accept it and want it and still have that perfect interest that you have when you first meet the person, and it just lasts forever. That's what I believe a perfect relationship
is. Hi, this is Stephen Maxim again. A perfect relationship is a love that never stops, unconditional love, always there for one another, never backstabbing each other. That to me is, I think, the perfect relationship. And also, even after argument, getting into an argument, always forgiving each other